This is the Morning Journey Rewind with Mark and Brittany.
This week on the Morning Journey Rewind, Mark and Brittany want to know, are you early or late? And did you know that Virginia is the number one consumer of French fries? Also, what's in the sky? Planet, plane, star? And if you're traveling this summer, don't forget to download the My Journey FM app. Finally, mark your calendars for July 25th. It's Christmas in July.
I think we all have those people in our life. No matter what time we say we're going to meet for something, they will always be late.
Yeah, I always tell those people 30 minutes before the time I actually need them to be somewhere.
That's a great idea.
So that they're technically, I guess, on time at that point.
Yeah, so my thing is, like with restaurants, if you've got some friends, okay, we're going to meet at 7:30. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what is the acceptable time to be late?
I think if you're there at 7:30, you're late. Like if you're on time, you're late.
You think if you're on time,
yes.
You're late? Really?
Yes. I am always at least 10 to 15 minutes early for everything.
Really?
It's a problem. Especially because, you know, you go to the doctor's office, right? Or the dentist. And if you're early, they don't ever take you back early. You still have to wait to your appointment time. And sometimes even after that. And the doctor's office, they make you wait in the lobby. And then you got to go wait in like the doctor's like room also. Mm-hmm. So it's a whole lot of waiting. But I will still get there 10 to 15 minutes early for appointments, for dinners, for activities. I mean, if you're on time, you're late.
I think if it's like a restaurant, if you're going to go have dinner with somebody, I'm fine with like 5 minutes, if people are five minutes late. I cannot stand it, though. If I get there on time.
Get the table.
And then get the table. And then I'm sitting there at the table for 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's a little.
That's annoying.
Yeah, that's annoying. That's a little long. 15, 20 minutes late is pretty long.
I saw this excuse. It says, I'm not late. I'm just early for tomorrow.
I mean, true. That's one way to look at it.
Hey, Brittany and I were talking about what is the acceptable amount of time to be late if you're meeting friends at a restaurant.
And I said if you're on time, you're late. So
that's like Brittany's strict.
Yes, I am.
I said
you're a little more lenient.
Yeah, I said 5 minutes.
Yeah, you give them 5 minutes. Okay. Well, we posted on our Facebook, are you late or are you early? And Margo said, early, always early. I try to be respectful of other people's time. I don't want them to wait for me. Kathy says, early, sometimes too early. I feel that, Kathy, because I am also always early. Barbara, Enos, Susan and Connie all saying early.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got a lot of punctual people here on the
team. So now the question is, how early is too early?
Probably 30 minutes. I've been there before. I'll show up 30 minutes early to a doctor's appointment and just waste a lot of time.
Really?
So, yeah.
Wow.
I need to stop. Like, I really have to force myself to leave the house later than I need to. Mm-hmm. Like, Google will tell you, like, it only takes 10 minutes to get here. Like, when the reminder pops up, I still have 10 minutes to drive there. And I still will leave too early.
So I do know some people that will set a time and we'll say dinner again is 7:30. Okay, that's what we'll settle on. I try to be there right at 7:30.
Right.
And then I will get a text message from them and say, hey, we're here. Already got a table and it'll be 7:15.
Okay, so yeah.
Now, see,
then
that
like,
to me is, now I feel like I'm late even though I'm not.
Even though you're technically not. Yeah, I get that. I won't normally say anything if I'm early.
Right.
Because I don't want people to feel that way. But yes, I am normally 15 to 30 minutes early for everything.
Helping to get your day started. The Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
Well, it is now official. Virginia is the number one consumer of French fries in the nation.
That is really surprising to me because like Idaho is known for potatoes. So I just assume everybody in Idaho would be eating more French fries than us.
So apparently we're eating on average per person 21 pounds of French fries a year.
21 pounds a year of French fries? I'll be honest with you. I don't get French fries that often. I'm thinking maybe once or twice a month, if that.
That's probably about where I am.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite like fast food go-to like French fry?
I still like McDonald's.
Yeah.
I always
like
their fries, especially if you put like the salt and ketchup on them.
I think for me, it's
Yeah, I would say that's probably my favorite.
Yeah. Mine is a tie between the waffle fries at Chick-fil-A.
Those are good.
And curly fries at Arby's.
Really?
Those are my two like go-tos.
Yeah.
Like if I want a good French fry, I'm getting one of those. So I don't know if I'm going to get 21 pounds worth of those in a year. But yeah, that surprises me a little bit.
A great day begins with a positive morning. You're on The Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
So you ever like are outside at night or early in the morning when it's still dark out and you look up and you're like, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
Happens to me quite a lot, actually. Well, a lot of times around here, we're next to an airport. So a lot of times I'm like, oh, it's just a plane. And the last few days, probably for a month now, I've been so curious about this because I've been thinking it's a star because every morning in the same spot is this big, huge, like, ball of light.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't really look like a star. It's more circular.
Does it look low?
Like it's yeah,
low,
kind of.
So there is like, I thought that was like a satellite.
Yeah. Well, so I Googled, well, and then I thought it's probably a planet because every once in a while planets are visible, you know, this time of year. So I did what anyone would do. I Googled it because that's what we do these days. And I asked Google what planet is visible in like the early morning, like right before sunrise in mm-hmm. Central Virginia. And it said Venus. So I'm thinking what I see every morning is Venus. Now, if you have a telescope and you are more into this, please call us here at the station and tell me what I'm actually looking at. It could be Mars. It could be Jupiter. It could just be a giant star, or it could be a satellite. Or you know what? Maybe it's a plane.
Mark, Brittany, and you. You're on The Morning Journey.
Hey, if you're going to be on the road this summer, maybe taking a trip, make sure you've got the My Journey FM app with you. Never miss any of your favorite songs. You can listen to The Morning Journey, Middays with Kate, and Afternoons with Laura.
We love hearing that you're taking us with you on your trips. We got a message from Glenda and Rich, and she said, we're traveling. We're currently in South Dakota. We're going to Mount Rushmore. Rich has the Journey app on. It's been such a blessing to us daily in the truck and in the camper on our way to Alaska.
Very nice.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, Glenda, for writing and for listening this morning on your way to Alaska. Hope you have a great trip.
They'll help you wake up. The Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
Well, we are getting closer to Christmas in July. The Journey will be out at Mr. Goody's on Timberlake Road. This is always a lot of fun. The Journey is there. We play our Christmas music. Mm-hmm. People are wearing Christmas outfits in 90-degree weather.
Yes, it's all to raise money for the Salvation Army, and we've been talking about this for a couple weeks now, and I was talking about how I'm always so sweaty because I wear, like, my Christmas sweater, and so I got some advice on what I could actually be this year and not be so hot.
Hey, I'm a new listener, Debbie, and I'm not sure if I've reached the right person, but I heard about the dressing for Christmas when it's hot. I would suggest wear something comfortable that's all brown, and on one of your arms hang a little red ball and a couple of sprigs of, you know, fake Christmas tree. And you could be Charlie Brown's Christmas tree and stay cool. Have a great day.
Oh, I love that.
That's a great
Debbie.
Idea.
What a good
yeah.
idea. Now I got to figure out if I have brown. I know I have blue shorts, like the little like Linus's blanket that mm-hmm. he wraps the tree with. So if I can find a brown shirt, I might just do this. And then that way I won't be so hot this year.
You guys always make me smile.
The Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
Well, how long do you normally take in the shower? I know for me, it's a very quick process. Wash the hair, wash the body, and get out. Maybe like 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah, I'm probably about the same. Probably 5 minutes, maybe. Yeah.
Well, my husband will spend a very long amount of time in the shower. I'm like, what are you doing in there? I found out he's just like spacing out. He's just like hanging out in the shower. But a lot of us are overcomplicating our showers, and our skin is a barrier. And so sometimes there is too much of a good thing. So if you're washing it with a bunch of different products and doing a lot of like scrubbing, you can actually be, instead of cleaning yourself off, actually hurting your skin, which is crazy. And so they said all you really need to do is make sure it's like lukewarm water, a fragrance-free like cleanser, and then put some hydrating lotion on afterwards. And that's really all you need to do to keep your skin clean and to not like overdo it.
Keep it simple.
Keep it simple.
Some great music. The Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
This is kind of cool. There's this guy. His name's Justin. He was living with his grandma. And she said, I want to go to this play with my friends, but I don't know how to get there because, you know, a lot of elderly people, they just don't drive anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And so he decided he was going to create an app for her. I love the name of it. It's called Go Go Grandparent. Now, I'm not sure creating an app is the best way to help an elderly person. But apparently what it does is it creates a phone number for things like Uber and DoorDash and the apps that we normally use to like get food delivered or to secure a ride, because she is used to just being able to pick up the phone and call somebody.
So it does make it a little easier for them.
Right. Yeah. So
everything
now,
in one place.
Right. Everything's in one place. There's like a number you call, and then I guess it's like a keypad. Like if you want to get an Uber, press this number, and then I guess somehow it'll call an Uber driver in the area. I'm not really sure how it works, but she said that she's super grateful because she's been able to do things like secure rides and DoorDash and things like that. So, yeah, I wonder if this generation, like our grandparents now, is like the last generation that's not going to know how to use that kind of technology.
Yeah.
Because I know my parents know how to use it.
Right.
And I know how to use it. And goodness, the next generation's going to know how to do a whole lot of new crazy things.
My parents, I mean, they certainly are that previous generation, but they sometimes will surprise me. I mean, my dad has used AI.
Whoa.
He's used for like some writing, some things.
Yeah.
I didn't even know he was using it.
That's
impressive. Yeah, he said, I've used this a couple of times. So
yeah. So I wonder as time goes on, if this is the last generation we'll have to teach technology to. Ooh.
Your day starts with encouragement. The Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
Brittany, do you use all of your vacation days?
I try really hard to, because everybody, you need that break. And it sounds bad to say, but like anyone can be replaced. And so, you know, I think we all need that mental break sometimes. And as much as I try to, like, I still have like 50 hours of vacation between now and the end of the year. So I don't know how I'm going to get that in. But I think maybe I leave like one or two on the table every year.
I do not use all of mine. I don't know that I ever have.
You need to start.
I do think so, yeah. But apparently, we're not alone in that, because most people in the United States feel like they do not use all of their vacation time, and that's because they feel like they're not being productive. In some cases, they're saying that their company, while not officially, unofficially kind of frowns on employees using their full vacation time, which is very different than European countries.
It's funny, too, because like European countries, you can take like, they have holiday and you could be like off for 3 months out of the year. And now I get that a lot of jobs don't allow you to take big chunks of time like that off. Like that would be weird. But like taking those days, even if it's just like a Monday or a Friday here and there, I think is so important to just reset.
Yeah.
And we need to stop feeling guilty about that. I think it's okay to like be like, hey, I need a day to just reset, take a minute, do something fun with the family, take a long weekend, get out of the office for a little while and go on vacation. So, Mark, I'm going to start making you take vacation. I'm gonna be like, Mark, you need to get out of the office.
Okay, I'm off for the rest of the summer.
Okay, maybe not that much.
Thanks for catching up on the Morning Journey Rewind podcast with Mark and Brittany.
Brittany, have you ever been going somewhere and then realized, oh no, I forgot something?
I remember when I was younger, I went to summer camp, Camp Rudolph, and in the middle of like Virginia. And so my parents live at the coast. So it was about 2.5 hour drive. I didn't realize until we got home from camp that I had left all like my big bag of dirty clothes at camp. And that was like most of my wardrobe.
Really?
My mom was so mad because we were leaving for a beach vacation the next day and I had no clothes.
Okay. Well, I don't know that anybody will ever top this. So there is a family that went on vacation. It's a husband, the wife, their 22-year-old daughter. Okay. They stopped to get gas and then he drove off without his wife in the car. He drove nearly 200 miles.
What?
186 miles.
How?
And did not realize his wife was in the car.
His daughter didn't realize either?
So, according to the story, the daughter was asleep the whole time.
I'm sorry, what?
But how do you drive that far?
Like, she didn't call. In the world of cell phones, like, does he not have a cell phone? Because you think the wife would have called, like, right as soon as she found out she got left and been like, hey, turn around.
Yeah, so apparently he realized it after 4 hours of driving and then notified the police. The other problem that he had, he couldn't remember the gas station where they left her.
I don't think I would travel with this person anymore. Have you ever left anything anywhere?
Not a person.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty bad if you leave a person somewhere.
It's the Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
Brittany is very excited. You got some kind of, is it a gift in the mail or?
No. So this is so great. So I was at a restaurant the other day and it was outdoors and there was this hat that was hanging on like a post. And I thought it was somebody who was eating at the restaurant's hat, but it's one I've wanted to buy for my dad for the longest time.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him about it and he said, that seems so cheesy. He does not want it. But it is like a big bucket hat that has solar powered fans attached to the brim, like inside the brim of the hat. And so because he didn't want it, I was talking to the server who worked there, and she said, actually, I bought that for somebody else who works here, and they don't want it. She was like, you can have it. And I said, seriously? And she said, absolutely. So the next time I cut the grass, I'm going to wear this hat, because then I will have fans blowing cool air on me the whole time I'm cutting the grass, and the sun will solar power the fans while I'm doing it.
Brittany wearing the hat that nobody wants.
Yes.
Thanks for catching up on the Morning Journey Rewind podcast with Mark and Brittany.